Good day, Mike Powers with your KWIN News. Northwest Georgia is mourning the loss of a longtime law enforcement leader. Former Georgia State Patrol Commander Don Stultz has passed away following a career that spanned nearly 40 years in the uniform. Stultz rose through the ranks from trooper to captain, eventually overseeing operations across 14 counties in North Georgia. After retiring, he remained active in the community and was a candidate recently for the Walker County Sheriff's position. Law enforcement agencies across the region are remembering Stultz as a respected leader and friend. Hamilton County Sheriff Austin Garrett called him a true North Georgia law enforcement legend, praising his decades of service and dedication to the patrol. Stultz was also known for operating the State Patrol's 5.0 Mustang back in the 1990s and for his role in major cases, including the Tri-State Crematory investigation. Funeral arrangements are to be announced. In Jackson County, a man is in custody following a deadly house fire in Bridgeport. Authorities say the fire department there responded to a structure fire on 6th Street, where a deceased woman was found inside the home. According to Jackson County Chief Deputy Eric Woodall, a male suspect has been taken into custody in connection with the case and is now facing charges of murder and arson. No additional details have been released at this time. The investigation is ongoing. Also in Jackson County, a suspect is now in custody in connection with the 2023 murder case there. Authorities say 23-year-old Topanga Stedman has been extradited from out of the state and is facing charges of murder and abuse of a corpse in the death of Jamari Moore. Moore's body was discovered in a bag floating in a body of water near Langston along County Road 67. Investigators say another suspect, 23-year-old Janiel Stedman, was previously arrested on Christmas Day last year in the same case. Both suspects are now being held in the Jackson County Jail without bond as the investigation continues. A federal appeals court ruling is giving new momentum to efforts to display the Ten Commandments in public school classrooms across the country. The court upheld a Texas law requiring the postings, saying students are not forced to follow or believe them. Supporters call it a reflection of American history, while critics argue it violates the separation of church and state. Several southern states, including Louisiana, Arkansas, and now Alabama, have passed similar laws. Opponents say the fight is far from over, with plans to appeal the case to the U.S. Supreme Court. In Walker County, a welfare check has led to multiple animal cruelty charges for a Rossville couple. Authorities say 33-year-old Andrew Gronke and 23-year-old Megan Gibson are facing charges including cruelty to animals, improper disposal of a dead animal, and failure to control rabies. Gronke also faces an additional charge of obstructing an animal control officer. The investigation started back in mid-March after a Department of Family and Children Services caseworker reported a dog at a Carline Road home was no longer being heard. According to Walker County Animal Control, the dog was later found dead at the residence. A veterinary exam determined the animal had been dead for several days and died from starvation caused by an obstruction in its stomach. Officials say both suspects were aware of the dog's condition but failed to seek medical care. Both could face prison time and fines if convicted. The Braves wrap up a four-game series with Washington. It's a day game today. Airtime 11:50 and the first pitch around 1:05 this afternoon. Then it's back home for three against Philadelphia for the weekend. You can catch all the live action right here for the Atlanta Braves on KWIN 101.3, 106.1, 104.3 and AM 1420 and streaming on the KWIN app. Get your latest news anytime at discoverday.com. Mike Powers, KWIN News.